AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have launched campaign blitzes aimed at swing state voters, and Sagar Magani reports Tuesday night's debate keeps coming up.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the American people deserve to see their two presidential candidates meet again. At a North Carolina rally, Harris noted this week's debate with Donald Trump.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Trump rejected another matchup.
Because we've done two debates and because they were successful, there will be no third debate.
After this week's and his June showdown with President Biden.
When a prize fighter loses a fight, you've seen a lot of fights, right? The first words out of that fighter's mouth is, I want a rematch. I want a rematch. And that's what she said. I want a rematch.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The judge in Georgia's election interference case against Trump and others has tossed out three counts in the indictment. 32 remain. Meantime, Norman Hall reports Americans can now bet on the election.
People began betting on which political party would win control of Congress in the November elections within minutes of a judge's ruling Thursday allowing the bets. New York startup company Kalshi began taking what amounts to bets on the outcome of the November congressional elections after a judge refused to block them from doing so. It's not clear whether the company intends to offer bets on other races or whether sports books or online casinos would seek to offer similar political bets in light of the ruling. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission has filed an emergency appeal. I'm Norman Hall.
The federal report says Border Patrol agents who rushed to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022 were insufficiently trained and failed to establish command at the scene, but it says they violated no rules. And New York City lawmakers have approved legislation to study the city's role in slavery and consider reparations to descendants of enslaved people. This is AP News. The House this week has approved a largely bipartisan package of bills aimed at countering China's influence around the globe. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The efforts would ban Chinese-made drones, limit China-linked biotech companies from access to U.S. markets, strengthen sanctions, and deepen ties with Asian countries. The campaign to target Beijing this week shows how curbing China's power has emerged as a rare issue of political consensus. Some measures did pass along party lines, with Republicans arguing the need to protect national security, Democrats raising concerns about discrimination. One contentious measure seeks to revive a Trump-era program to root out Beijing's spying in American universities and institutes. All of those bills do still need Senate approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And sources tell AP the Justice Department's preparing criminal charges in connection with an Iranian hack that targeted the Trump campaign. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.